This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. You've probably heard of the slow food movement, but you may not have heard of slow fish. It's an international gathering that happens once a year. It took place earlier this month in New Orleans. Owen Nichols, director of marine fisheries research at the Center for Coastal Studies, was at the event, and he joins us now. Hi, Owen.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Owen, explain a little bit about the slow fish event. What is it and what happens there?
Slow fish is, as you said, an offshoot of slow food, and they really believe that small-scale fishers, much as we have here on Cape Cod, are really kind of an essential part of ecosystems in the sense that they bring us protein from the oceans while making a minimal environmental impact as opposed to some of the larger-scale global fisheries that we're more concerned about. So the slow fish movement and the slow fish festival had a wide variety of people from just seafood lovers all the way to restaurateurs, chefs, and then we had fishermen, scientists, seafood wholesalers, just about every part in the supply chain that you can think of.
You were there to present on the topic of scientists and fishermen working together in the face of challenges that include environmental changes and human impacts, and this comes out of your experience here on Cape Cod, right?
That's correct. You know, I would argue that all the fisheries that we have around us here on the Cape are relatively small-scale fisheries. You know, most of our fisheries are day boat fisheries. They're small boats. The fishermen that we have here change what they do over the course of the year, adapting according to what the ecosystem does.
In your work, you focus on building collaborations between fishermen and scientists. Explain what that means practically.
Well, a lot of times it involves asking fishermen, what do fishery managers, natural resource managers need to know that they don't know right now, and how can we work together to help them get that information? That's often how the conversation starts, and that conversation can start in someone's living room, at the dock, on a boat, at a meeting, you name it.
I think for a lot of people, they think about fishermen and scientists these days as often being at odds, and I'm wondering what your experience has been in trying to overcome any predisposition to feel like they're at odds within those groups.
It definitely can be challenging, and I do kind of enjoy that challenge. Commercial fishermen in particular tend to be scientists, whether or not they realize it, in the sense that the way they have to view their environment and understand it in order to harvest its resources, you think analytically and you think like a scientist. Oftentimes, scientists and fishermen see things through a different lens, maybe different perspective, or observe processes at different scales in the ocean. So sometimes we see different things. Doesn't necessarily mean that one is right and one is wrong. It's often the way we observe.
I'm wondering, from your discussions with these groups, where people feel like we should be looking to meet the challenges to the ocean right now?
I think we're all particularly keen on understanding the effects of environmental change and how we can adapt to climate change. Fishermen are really kind of on the front lines of climate change in terms of oceanic processes like warming water temperatures and ocean acidification. So their observations are really important, and placing the observations of the fishermen in a scientific context so we can actually observe and track those changes over time. Fishermen need to be able to adapt in the face of environmental change if we want to keep harvesting seafood sustainably. So I do think that that's an area where everyone seems to agree is really, really important.
Owen Nichols is Director of Marine Fisheries Research at the Center for Coastal Studies. Owen, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.